Kyle, obviously you've got Saturday kind of the crowning moment of everything. What is kind of your main focus going into this Saturday?
Well, there'll be a lot of guys that we're still trying to find out about. Haven't played a lot of football for us, that'll get a lot of time on Saturday. And that is really, I would say, the focal point of the spring game is just that. Up until that point, it's all about trying to make every single player on the team better fundamentally and technique-wise. We don't do a lot of scheme in the spring, and we put in, you know, the base offense, base defense, but the spring is not about out-scheming each other or any of that stuff. It's about making every player better and emphasizing, like I said, technique. And then the spring game is more of a, hey, let's let some guys play that haven't had much of a chance in the past. And you'll see a lot of starters that won't be playing on Saturday. So it's, you know, it's a little bit of a mixed bag on Saturday, but it'll be very worthwhile. I think the fans will enjoy it.
Will you make any of the quarterbacks live on Saturday?
Absolutely not. No, quarterbacks have not been live all spring, and they will not be live on Saturday either.
Is that something you've evolved on and making quarterbacks live, and why?
It's a year-to-year thing, depending on what the situation is with the quarterback battle. If you got a really tight battle going on and you need to find out if a quarterback can extend plays and what kind of escapability he has under fire, then at times you will make the quarterback live. We obviously know what Cam Risey can do. There's no guesswork there. And the battle for number two is pretty intense, but we didn't feel this spring was the time to make the guys battling for number two live. There may be some sessions in fall camp where they're live, but never camp, not until he lines up against Southern Utah.
With the offseason, do you expect to hit the portal for a quarterback, or do you like what you've got right now?
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll evaluate spring in its entirety once it's over with. Portal opens, next Tuesday? Or this coming Tuesday? And so it's very possible that we may be in the market, but maybe not. And so we'll just have to see what we think is best going forward once we have a chance to look at all the evaluations from the entire spring football.
What group do you feel has progressed the most over the course of spring?
Progressed the most during the course of spring? I would say maybe the safety group has progressed out, you know, at a very good pace. We lost two really good ones, both more than likely be playing on Sundays. And so a lot of guys battling in that position group and have progressed. Wide receivers, we think we helped ourselves there with some new guys, new faces, as well as the returning guys getting better. And so that would be another group that has really, really improved.
How many scholarships do you anticipate you're going to be working with going into the transfer portal to add?
That's a good question, too, because we don't know, you know, who will enter the portal that's on the roster now. If nobody were to enter the portal on our roster currently, we'd probably have four or five scholarships to work with. If guys go in, then that would increase that number.
You said last week that backup quarterback was a dead heat.
Uh-huh.
Is that about the same?
Still now? Is. Yeah, it still is. Isaac Wilson has done a great job assimilating the offense and getting everything digested. Brandon Rose has played his best football as a youth this spring, so he's been a big plus for us. And really, it's those two guys that are battling for two and three.